climate change is at the front of the federal government's mind, with international talks at Glasgow a little less than 6 weeks away. While Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been discussing emissions reductions in Washington, the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, is manoeuvring the coalition's stance back home. He's talking up the economic opportunities of getting the economy to net zero, despite the federal government yet to commit to reaching the target by 2050. Our political reporter Melissa Clark joins us now from Canberra. Mel, good afternoon. The Treasurer has given a speech on climate change and how it's affecting the economy. What's been his key message?
Well, look, he's been very much focused in this speech to the business community on climate change and capital markets, but it really contains some interesting insights into government thinking on this issue. So Josh Frydenberg has acknowledged that there are really big opportunities for business in the energy transition, particularly for public companies as they're under public pressure to ensure they reduce their emissions. But they're also acknowledging that the government is facing the same pressures in being judged on its performance and commitment to reducing emissions. He's pointing out that there will be significant economic costs, particularly borrowing costs, for Australia, both government and businesses, if the international community, and in particular the international financial markets, consider that Australia is a laggard on reducing emissions, that a reputational risk could end up being a really big financial risk for Australia. Here he is.
Reduced access to these capital markets would increase borrowing costs, impacting everything from interest rates on home loans and small business loans to the financial viability of large infrastructure projects. Australia has a lot at stake. We cannot run the risks that markets falsely assume that we are not transitioning in line with the rest of the world.
So Josh Frydenberg there, it's worth noting that he says it's an issue if Australia is falsely regarded as doing the wrong thing. So he's very much pointing out that Australia needs to make sure it does a good job of explaining what it's doing, not necessarily saying it needs to do more to reduce emissions.
So Mels, Australia is under a lot of pressure. Will the federal government sign up to the net zero emissions by 2050 target?
Well, it hasn't happened yet. It's certainly likely. There is a lot of international pressure given many of our comparative allies and other advanced economies around the world have long ago signed up to this target. And the government's been slowly inching towards it. It's already at this position of preferably reaching it by 2050. But it's a subject of negotiations at a domestic level, in particular with the Nationals as the junior coalition party. But it's also worth noting that even if the government does come on board and officially endorse this target, most of the experts and indeed the IPCC itself is saying that what's really important is what we do over the next 10 years. So what we do between now and 2030, not more so than 2050.
And Mel, just finally, Josh Frydenberg has also had a message for the finance sector and the role that it should play in supporting emissions reduction. What's he said?
This is quite a pointed message for the finance sector from Josh Frydenberg. He's warning them not to try and force climate issues through divestment or boycott strategies or withholding funding. He says that the resources and agriculture sectors in Australia have a lot to gain from a low emissions future if they adapt. And he says that to adapt, they need funding and he wants the finance sector to back them. Here he is.
At the same time, there is a message to Australian banks, superannuation funds and insurers. If you support the objective of net zero, do not walk away from the very sectors of our economy that will need more investment to successfully transition.
That's the Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg there, and before him our political reporter Melissa Clark in Canberra.